Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Pe Gimel in the Hoyz Vador edition. Perek Chi, beginning of Aloch Hey, starting Daf Pe Beis and with Beis in the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Ein also Mishum Kilayim, Ela Tovui Ve'orik. Only spun and woven is a problem of Kilayim, meaning if a person connected seven pieces together, either by spunning it or by weaving it, so then there's the Yisur Kilayim. And the Mishnah continues in the next Omen and says, Shenemar lo yistil ba shadnes. So you learn for the word shadnes, Tova shu shua tavui venuz. So here the Mishnah is adding the word shua to the mix. Shua means carded. As the way Reb Chaim explains, is that you go together, you mix together wool and pishtan and create levadim, felt, which is a simple type of clothing, which is now weaved together in any way. They're connected together in the beginning. That's called the shua. And tovui and nuz, tovui is spun, and nuz is woven. The way the Rambam learns it, that's what we're going to stick with that pshat. It could be either or. Either one of these three is a problem of kilayim. Hashem loz oimer, naluz umiliz es oviv sheva shamayim olov. The reason he used the word nuz is to say that this person is crooked and is crooked, making the relationship that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also crooked. Now the Mishnah goes on with examples. Halevodim, which means felt. Asuri b'nei shem shoyim. It's also because of shua, because they're connected together, because they're brushed together. Pif shel tzemer b'shel pishton asur, b'nei shem choyzrim b'orik. If a person puts in the edge of a linen clothing, he puts a little edge which is made out of wool, it looks, according to Reb Chaim, it looks like it's orig, it looks like it's woven, and therefore it's asur. Pisoyim mishichos shel orig, Reb Chaim's gerso is mishichos shel argamon, asur is mishu moilil ad shaloi kosher. These are type of belts that are made out of wool. He should not put them on a clothing of linen, because usually you moil ad shaloi kosher. Before you tie them, you moil them together, you connect them together, and you have your problem of tzemer and pishton. Lo yikshor seret shel tzemer b'shel pishton lachkor bo es mosnov, avo b'shar tzu b'emza. One should not have a strip of wool, a strip of linen, connected together, even though in the middle there's a piece of leather that separates them. Hoytzos ha'gardim v'hoytzos ha'koifsim. The people that are weave and the people that are cleaning the clothes, they make some signs on the clothing to remember what belongs to who. So these signs are just like temporary letters. That's called the ois. Asur is b'shum kilayim. You still have a problem with kilayim because it looks wrong. It looks like you have your wool and pishtan together, even though he's about to remove them. Says the more nitni shaz alo nitni toni. So the girsay of the Gemara is changing a little bit the words of the Mishnah. But when it says shaz in the Gemara, it refers to shua. And refers to toni, refers to tovui. And the question is, why do you have to tell me that spinning is usur? Even if before that, only shua, only connected together, only brushed together, is already a problem of wool and linen together. So why do I have to tell you tovui? Says the Gemara that pegim milam with base, ilu tanin and shaz, ilu tanin and toni, if you'd say only shua, not tovui, havina omrim ha tovui mutter. I would say that spinning is allowed. As long as it wasn't connected originally, you have no problem with spinning. Mastis loy amrkin, and we learn not like that in the Mishnah. Ela I osum shukilaim ela tovui v'orig. That's the first words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us right away that tovui and orig osur, spinning and weaving is a problem. So we know they're both osur. Continues the Gemara and says nitni shat for loy nitni nuz. Again, using different words. But nitni shua for loy nitni nuz. Why have to say nuz? Why have to say woven? Il tani and shav loy tani nuz. Avar minon ha nuz mutter. I would say the weaving should be okay. Masis loy amrken. We didn't say that in the Mishnah. Ela piv shel tzemer b'shel pishtan asur b'nei shem choyzim l'arik. We said that even a border of wool you can't put around pishtan because it looks like it's weaved together. So the more nitni tnaz loy tisha, meaning say spinning and then you don't have to say shua. Don't say when it's brushed together. Il tani and tnaz loy tani shah avah mina hashah mutter. I would say then it's mutter to put it together as long as you didn't spin it together. The Mishnah told us not like that. Our Mishnah said that felt is usur because it's shua. So you see that all these cases are usur, even each one individually, And that's like the Rambam that says each one is Isser on its own. Continues the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah, Mishichah shel Argam on Asuris, that if you have these strings of wool, it's Asur, referring to tie them on a clothing of linen. Says the Gemara, Istani Tani Asuris, Istani Tani Mutaris, using the Gisar of Chaim. Some say it's Asur, some say it's Mutar. Man domar Asuris, the one who says Asur, kun ilin tarsayo du michfas pe. We talk about these types of belts that when you tie them, it's impossible to take out the clothing without taking out the belt. So the belt becomes part of the clothing, and you have a problem here of kilayim. Mandal mutaris, one says mutter to shonatz garmi v'inachtelo. Talk about a case that he's able to squeeze his body and the clothing falls off and the belt stays, so he doesn't have to remove the belt in order to take out the clothing. So each one stands on his own, as we saw in the previous daf, and that's not considered to be kilayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Pei Gimel.